Greetings, beloved ones. I want to speak with you today about the subject of validation. This is a word that we don't often use in relation to spiritual life, but it truly is an important word. Many of us have experiences during the day of our soul self or higher self whispering in our ear, or speaking to us in some sense, not necessarily in words, but with a sense of something being needed, maybe a sense that you should go someplace, or maybe a sense that something doesn't feel right to you about a conversation you had with somebody, and you need to address whatever doesn't feel right to you. That combination of words that may come to you, or an inner prompting that says you need to pay attention to this, comes to most of us during the day when we're going about ordinary activities. But what happens is that we create an agenda for ourselves about what we deem to be important, starting from the beginning and going to the end of the day. And so when that soft prompting comes and says either you need to be going here, or you shouldn't be doing this, whatever this is. It's an inner moral center, an inner conversation with your deeper being. We don't always listen. We don't always take it seriously. And that's where validation comes up. Validation is the awareness of your deeper self communicating with your conscious mind in order to create a message for you that will lead you in a positive direction of growth. Validation means that you accept the message that you're getting about what's right for you, that you don't reject it. And you know for yourself that we have countless reasons to not listen. Countless reasons. I'll just name a few. One is that the message that we feel is right doesn't correspond to what other people expect of us. That would be one reason. Another is that we don't feel worthy to have a relationship with the divine in a personal way. We feel okay about talking about God abstractly, but not the feeling that there's an actual interchange, an actual interaction with some aspect of the divine. Another is self-doubt in general, that related to the second that I just mentioned, where decisions or points of view or what you feel about your life, what you feel about your work, is not in a good state. It's not in a state where you know what's going on with yourself. So that kind of perpetual confusion, or I call it floating, you know, floating through life rather than being grounded in a sense of where am I, where is my life going, that can also cause rejection of a message. So, and there are more than that, but this subject of validation is extremely important at this time. Why? Because we have to face the fact that we are not leading personal lives anymore. We never really did, but it's more important now because the collective whole, which in this country is the country, and further than that it's the world, but let's speak of the country. This country of the United States of America is in the process of creating emotional currents that are affecting every consciousness, whether they like it or not. And so in order to not be swept along by currents of fear or hopelessness or distress about one thing or another, we each have to have a sense of truth. We have to validate our own sense of truth about what's going on. But it's not only in this country, it's every day. Every day there are movements from within. It's a steady stream like a river coming to you from your deeper self or soul, trying to direct and guide your life. That's why it's good to have a time in the morning. I say in the morning, it could be any time, but let's say in the morning, to try and receive the message that's for you of the day, of the moment. What is it that you're needing to pay attention to? It's a good thing to ask the question and to have a time to do that. What is God asking of me? What am I meant to pay attention to? This question orients us towards soul awareness. It orients us to pay attention to where our individual, unique life stream is taking us. And unique is the operative word, unique. Each soul is created with a unique perspective, filter of the divine oneness, which is meant to manifest in and through that soul, your body, your choices, your decisions. You are never, never just a personal self. It's not possible. You're never just a personal self because you are never separated from the larger being that you are. It's not possible because you are created. You didn't put yourself here. You didn't create yourself. You are created, and so you were created as part of something, and that something is the divine oneness. So that oneness is meant to manifest through the guidance that comes to each of us daily, minute by minute, you could say, too. But validation has to do with the tendency either to accept and go with or to reject and not listen to the inner messages about where life is meant to be and how you're meant to feel in response to it. In order to live this way, one has to be fluid. If you have an agenda about what you think has to be accomplished during the day, or what roles you have to fulfill according to someone's expectation that you learned when you were a child, which most of us have those imprints, of course, because we grew up in families that had expectations, so there's nothing unusual about that. But the premise of a spiritual life is that you let go of past identifications and you become a child of God. That's the premise, that your primary relationship is no longer the past, but your present relationship with the divine within you. If you're holding on to the past relationship with your parents or extended family or friends from the past, or whoever it was that expected things of you to be a certain way, then you won't be able to listen to the messages of your own soul. You'll discredit them, you'll invalidate them, you won't hear them. If you're concerned about what people say about you, if you actually live as if you are a unique being, then you'll discredit the messages you receive. You'll be afraid. But if you accept that the energy of your own divine being is trying to communicate with your conscious self, then you will eagerly, enthusiastically gravitate towards that kind of alignment during the day and throughout the day. And I say this to you knowing that there are strong energies that pull in a different direction. There are, for most of us, strong energies that create not listening, or that create fear, or that create wanting to close down to the messages of the divine. There are many, many currents that need to be healed that may not be willing to become fluid, to establish your own identity. So what I'm suggesting may involve courage. It may involve the courage to not participate in that tide of how you're supposed to be, or even not even in terms of action, but just let's take a group of people the political debate in this country has heated up and become polarized quite a lot around everything. So the ability to have what's called civil discourse among groups of people has gotten less and less because the presumption of antagonism, of ill will, has gotten greater. But you have a choice about that. You don't have to think like that. You could think that what's most important is you're here to love everyone, irrespective of what their point of view is. You could think that. And you could think that in your own life. And if you think that in your own life, then of course you face the difficulty of dealing with people that are hard to love because of personality level characteristics. Then you have to face that difficulty. But this is, beloved ones, all about validation. It's all about having the courage to ask for guidance from your deeper self, to hear it, and then to follow it in the presence of whatever contradictory messages from outside or inside may be coming to you. As someone who talks a great deal with people about their inner aspirations for growth, I hear self-invalidation very often. Self-invalidation a lot because we're accustomed to thinking of ourselves as smaller than we actually are. A lot because of history. Sometimes because of energies that are self-accusatory or self-critical. Judgmental, self-critical, self-accusatory energies, that too. But a lot of it is not that. A lot of it is history. It's being used to being small. It's being used to not feeling that one makes a difference. And so then the idea of making a difference is hard to accept. It's not impossible to accept, but it's difficult to accept. So this is part of validation too, to validate the messages that come to you about you that make you feel that you're capable of more than you thought you were capable of. To at least accept the possibility that that's true, instead of thinking, no, I can't do that, or I'm not, this is one of the variations of I am statements, the smaller I am. I'm not a person who can get up in front of a group of people and speak. I'm not a person who can make small talk. I'm not a person who can deal with people who are angry. We have all of these qualifications about what kind of person we are. And then when a message comes along, well, you need to do this. You need to speak to this group of people. You need to deal with this person who's angry with you. Then there's that choice point of knowing that something is right, but which way do you go? Towards the right or towards the fear? The right says, do what's right. The right says, validate the idea that you are capable of doing this thing that you think you're not capable of doing. Validate that. That comes to you as a possibility instead of the other, which is fear-based. You know, I think for each of us, there's an inner wisdom that says inside, in a quiet way, if I had my choice, this is the kind of life I'd lead, if I had my choice. Sometimes that inner wisdom is related to what requires a group of people to do. I mean, if you're going to be part of a group, then they're all and you want them to act with you, then of course your choice is related to what everybody else is doing. But often it's not. Often it's really not. If I had my way, this is the kind of life I'd lead, is often covered over with fear to acknowledge that you actually have your way, that it's not up to the group of people, except in particular circumstances, to define what kind of parent you are, what kind of partner you are, what kind of spiritual being or path you follow, what kind of relationship you have to creativity, to writing, to speaking, to acting, to dancing, to anything. If you had your way, this is the kind of life you'd lead. You have your way. But fear gets in the way, apart from those particulars where I'm mentioning about the other people in a group are involved. And then there's the aspect of doing what's right or feels right in relation to a more intimate relationship. If I had my way, this is what kind of relationship I would like to be in. How many people do we know who feel that way? You know, I wish I could be in the relationship that I wish I could be in, that kind of thing. Well, that is not simple, but it is simple at the same time. If you want to have a relationship be the kind that you'd like to be in, change yourself. Don't change the other person. Change yourself and be a model for what you want. That's the only way it's going to work. Your wish to have the relationship be different is fine, but it can't be because you tell somebody else how to be different. It has to be that you become different. This is about validation. All of it is about validation. The movement from the smaller self to the larger self that no longer clings to the idea of insufficiency and that has the courage to be unique in the eyes of God. Unique, a unique soul. Therefore, to accept whatever the uniqueness is in an interpersonal relationship. But again, if you want the relationship to be different, you're accepting that for yourself. You can't accept it on someone else's behalf. You accept it for yourself to change in the direction of what you would like. If you want a loving relationship, become more loving. If you want a communicative relationship, become more communicative. If you want a more grounded relationship, become more grounded. Whatever it is that you're lacking, you need to become it instead of thinking someone else needs to become it. This is all about validation. And so I offer this to you as a perspective to hold, that in this time of history and in this time in our own soul's development, we need to validate the messages of the deeper self that tell us when we're on the right road for our own soul's development and when we're not, and to not accept the version of reality that's based in fear, which says, I can't do that because I'm too small, I'm too afraid, I'm too incompetent, I'm too shy, there's all kinds of things. To not accept that version of reality. We pray for all beings, including ourselves, that we may honor the divine within us and validate the truth that comes to us as a message from our own soul. We pray for ourselves and for all beings that we may have the courage and determination to live from the values of that deeper part of ourself, knowing that those values will lead to the goodness, the holiness, the love and the peace that are part of divine being within each of us. May the world come to know itself as a family of souls, and may we each come to know ourselves in our own deepest being as an eternal soul. Namaste.